Beer, an alcoholic drink made from yeast, fermented malt flavored with hops. Abel, having the power, skill, means, or opportunity to do something. Dad, a person who is corny or embarrassing in the way that a father figure might be.
Daddy's home!
I love you, Daddy!
When you bring all three of those words together, you get the Beerable Dad Podcast. Welcome. Welcome to the inaugural, very first episode of the Beerable Dad. I'm your host, Scott, like it said in the intro. Anyways, hopefully you're doing good. Halloween is just passed, you know, kids dressed up. Hopefully your kids did too. Mine were priests and nuns. I thought that was pretty funny. They had a good time. They got quite the haul of candy. But I've definitely noticed that kids nowadays do not take the time to dress up in good costumes. Like, what's with that? Like, I guess I'm kind of an 80s baby, more 90s kid. But, like, when did the fun go out of dressing up for Halloween? Like, there was kids out walking around, like, just in masks. Like, that's it. Just a mask. Is that what it's come to? Where kids just walk around wearing just a mask and then you give them candy? And that's kind of bullshit. So, I don't know. That must be a me getting older thing. Maybe it's a you getting older thing too. Maybe we're all getting older. Wink, wink. But yeah, I am happy to say that Halloween's over. Christmas season has started at my house. We went away for the day and got all of our Christmas shopping done, which is kind of crazy because I am not the person to be in malls when it's busy at all. I don't know if anybody else suffers with that, but like, I get super anxious, especially at Costco. I don't know what it is about Costco. The lights in there are terrible for anybody that suffers with anxiety or anything like that. And then like your kids are like, I think it's just like a thing that they do. Like I get it too, because I'd like to sit down too, but my kids sit on absolutely everything. They will walk up to like fruit and be like, well, I'm going to sit here, Dad. And I'm like, this isn't like your personal seat, guys. Like you can stand for like the extra 20 minutes. Or if that's the case, like get into the cart. Then you don't look like such a weird little kid, like just sitting on everything. That's one of those things that's like really gotten to me for some reason with my kids lately. They just like, they go around and sit on stuff all the time. And I'm like you guys can sit like in the truck, or you can like sit in the shopping cart, or like anywhere else. But like, don't sit on like merchandise. I don't know why that always seems to be a thing. So I don't know. I'm going to bring up crazy parenting facts. We're going to do a crazy parenting fact, I guess. Okay. So you will find the weirdest things in your child's clothes. You know what? I kind of agree with that. Or like, I've found my children's clothes inside of my own clothes, which is super strange, especially. So the place I work at, I have another set of clothes that is specifically just for my job because they get that dirty. And I don't want to be bringing it home with me every night. So like I shower at work, stuff like that. But I have definitely had moments, and this is gonna sound weird, I pulled out my work shirt and my little girl's underwear fell out of it. And then you're like, oh shit. what do you do? I don't know if it's like the fabric sheets or what that makes it stick inside the other clothes. But yeah, it is not a fun thing to have happen. I'm sure that all dads have had something weird like that happen where you're like, or like my little boy used to put in my work backpack, he used to put in like, we had a kitchen for him and he would put in like a piece of chicken into my backpack and like a fork and a knife because he thought that dad's going to work. He needs to eat some. He needs chicken. He needs a knife. And then you're like in the middle of your shift and you pull out this like rubber piece of chicken and you're like, where the hell did this? And you're like, oh, that's what he was doing by my bag. He was a lot younger at that moment, but yeah, it was still cracks you up. It's all part of being a dad. I don't know if all the other dads are like me, but I wouldn't change that for a second. Like, I love being a dad. I was one of those people that was not necessarily, I would probably say not necessarily a first choice for a dad. And I was not really into being a dad. I was going through a lot of personal things at that time in my life. So I wasn't sure if I was ready. Then we had my son. And I was like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. And I remember when after my wife had given birth and stuff, and we were sitting in the hospital room and everybody kind of left and like things had kind of died down. It was just me and her. And I was like, man, I've never loved something this much. She's like, well, what do you mean? I was like, I love you. I told her that. I was like, I love you. But I was like, the amount of love I have for our child is a totally different thing. Like, it is scary how much I love him. Like, I would do anything for him. There's a comedian, Tom Segura. If you guys like comedy, he has a bit about this almost. And he's like, oh, yeah, the dog bit you? Bam, I just killed the dog. He's like, that's how much I love you. I love that dog. That dog is my favorite person until you came around. And now it's gone. And it's so true. It's one of those things. I love Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer. There's another one of my favorite comedians. Just because they're fathers, they get some of the weird stuff that kids do. They talked about Bert went over to Tom's house and Tom's son offered Bert some water from the toilet. I was like, that's a total dad thing that happens. And you're like, why? Why would you do that? Kids just have this genuine urge to lie about stuff, I think. It's involuntary. I don't think it's like one of those things where they're like, oh my God, like I just like enjoy lying. But like, it's just an involuntary reaction. Like I didn't do that. This morning we were kind of like just getting ready for the day, whatever. And my son was grabbing the milk out of the fridge. He grabs the milk and then rather than moving the coffee creamer out of the way, because we get those like big, I don't know what the heck they call them, like the jugs of coffee creamer, I guess. And like rather than moving it out of the way, he just grabbed the milk jug and pulled it out. So yeah, the coffee creamer fell onto the floor, broke open, coffee creamer everywhere. And he looks at me and he goes, it just fell out of the fridge. And I was like, well, it didn't though. You knocked it out of the fridge. He's like, no, it fell. I was like, why would you argue with me? I was like, I watched you. Like, you opened the fridge, you grabbed the milk, it fell. Like, that's fine. Like, it was an accident. Things happen. I'm okay with that happening. I was like, you don't need to lie about it. And then he's like, well, I'm not lying. And then finally, like, I don't know, a minute or so into him, like, trying to tell me he wasn't lying, he's like, oh, yeah, that's exactly what happened, Dad. I was like, that's fine. Like, don't lie about it. I was like, I find that to be the worst. If they lie for no reason. So I really try and instill that at my house. Like, you don't need to lie for no reason. If you've done something, own it. Like, it's fine. We can deal with it. That's how I want that to be. Like, we should have a really good repertoire where, like, if something happens, like, you can come to me. Like, I don't mind. Like, worse things could happen. But if you don't tell me and then I have to, like, bug you for the answer, that's when I start getting, like, frustrated about things. Like, you're like, why? Why would you do that? You don't need to do that. You don't need to have me mad because you just don't want to tell the truth, even though you know that you're going to get in less trouble if you tell the truth. I've talked to other dads. A friend of mine, Wayne, he has definitely said that is exactly how they act. And I'm like, it just makes no sense at all on why they would do that. I just can't understand it. But anyways, so here is another thing that me and Wayne were kind of talking about. We were talking about, you know, when, okay, you guys just need to be quiet for a second so we can, like, me and your mom can talk about something or whoever, right? You're in the vehicle, you're talking with your wife or your partner and your kids are going like, mom, dad, mom, dad, mom, dad, mom. And you're like, we're trying to, like, discuss something. And they're like, well, we need to get the first word in. We need to talk to you right now, right this second, because nothing else is more important. And you're like, man, like, you guys just need to stop, take a breath, let us finish our conversation. Then I'll have no problem. Like, I'm a big proponent of like letting people finish their sentences. And like, I harp on my wife a bit about it because she will like interrupt my kids when they're talking. And I'm like, wait, we just hang out for a second. Like, we'll finish this after I'm done talking with the child, whichever child I'm talking about, my boy or my girl. And yeah, they don't get it. There's no sense of like, oh, I need to not talk for a second. They always want to be the one talking. I'm like, you guys just need to hold out for half a second. You can just sit there and be quiet for half a minute. Like, they do it all the time though. Like, it's not even just in the vehicle. Like, if somebody comes to my house, my children will act up, even if they're just at the door. Like, my wife has a small business, like, doing, like having a conversation quick. My kids will, like, be, like, as loud as they possibly can and fight. Just at those moments. It's like, why? Why would you do that? Of all times. Of all places. Like, it's an attention thing, I'm sure. They want to, like, hey, look at me. I can do crazy wild things because I'm a crazy wild kid. I think that's just a kid thing. I think they all all want to do it. They all do it. I hope. Otherwise, my kids are just the only ones that don't that do that. But hopefully not. Anyways, yeah. I guess what I'm trying to say for the day is it's hard dealing with them sometimes because they don't understand it until they get older. My son is definitely slowly realizing, like, when he's arguing with me and I tell him, okay, you need to stop for a half a second and like really think before you keep talking because you're going to get in more trouble. He does now. Whereas my little girl won't. She will like, just like, oh, I got to say this more. I got to get some last words in. Dad. And you're like, just be quiet. Just shut up. Like, turn off for a second. What I'm saying is, I think everybody deals with it as a parent. Well, maybe it's just like a, if you have two kids thing, maybe. I'm not too sure. If you do, if it does happen to you, hey, if you go, I'm going to bring this up right now, because there is a thing for the podcast where you can go and you can leave a message, which I thought was kind of really cool. You can go to anchor.fm/bearabledad. And on the right-hand side of the screen, it says message. And yeah, you can go and you can leave me a message. So, hey, if you have these issues, or like if there's something like you want to, hey, maybe touch on this, Bearable Dad. Like, I'm fine with that. I really want you guys to send in a message. It's super easy. You literally, yeah, you just go, you click on it. You're in, like, Sin. It's great. Anyways, okay, moving on. Today's episode of Bearable Dad was brought to you by Dad Joke of the Day. What does a cloud wear under his raincoat? Thunderwear. So this week on the show, we have a beer. It's by Troubled Monk. It's called Made in the Shade. It's a pineapple fruit beer. I was really not sold on this beer at first. I'll be honest. I don't know. Fruity beers are like not my thing, I guess you could say. I think they're, yeah, I wasn't sure what to expect. It's called Made in the Shade. Yeah. So we're gonna crack it. We're gonna see how it tastes. I've definitely tried it already, but I'm gonna crack it again. I'm gonna get some more delicate notes for you. So we'll hold this up. We'll try and get a nice crack sound. Oh, ready? Well, that was a good try. So we got Troubled Monk, Made in the Shade, pineapple fruit beer. They are out of Red Deer, Alberta. It says hashtag find some shade. Let's give her a sip. Like, I really like this. So it's, okay. I don't know if I've said this, but I'm like really basic when it comes to beer. Like, I really enjoy a good Bud Light. I really do. I don't care what people think. Post Malone drinks it. Hey.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That should be worth something. But it's like, it's almost like a Bud Light pineapple. Like, it's a really tasty beer. What is it? It's a 4.5%. So yeah, it's a light beer. I also reached out to the Troubled Monk and I just asked him like what they wanted to tell the listeners. So they said this is from Troubled Monk. I'm paraphrasing. It's definitely worth knowing that Made in the Shade is a beer series. So we have a few different fruit flavors that people can try, and pineapple is just one of them. I really like this beer. I would definitely go back to Troubled Monk. I'm in Canada, so I will definitely be going back. I'll definitely be going back to go get some more of this. Like, and it comes in a tall can. Yeah, they have a website, troubledmonk.com. Yeah, it's really good beer. Let me see if I can get some more notes off of this bad boy. Yeah, it's like you could definitely get in trouble with these. Like, they are so nice. They're so smooth. You don't have any issues. Like, I don't know. Sometimes with some beers, like, you kind of swish it, if that makes sense. I have a tendency of doing that. But this is like a very, like, you have a drink and like it's a full drink. Like, you're not, I don't know. Maybe I sound really weird right now. That's just how I drink beer sometimes. Like, you take a full drink or you take like a small drink and you like let it sit for a second. But this one, you can like, you could drink it like a pop almost. It's very nice. So yeah, I would definitely give this probably a 8 or 8.5 out of 10 on a beerable scale. Like, it's a really nice beer. So yeah, go and check out Troubled Monk Brewing at troubledmonk.com. If you're like in Canada, man, go to the beer store, go see if you can find it. All the props to them. It's a really nice beer. I think they really nailed it. And that's coming from somebody that's really basic with beer, but I really like this. I also just picked up like a ton of like different beers. So I got a watermelon one. I got a whole bunch of different stuff. I'm really excited. If you have a beer that you want me to try that you're like, oh, I don't know, not many people really know about this, let me know. Like I said, anchor.fm/beerbledad, right hand side of the screen, message, send me a message. I may set up an email address. I'm not too sure yet, but definitely get to me. Let me know what you think of a beer. If my choice is terrible, hey, send me that. Hey, Beerable Dad, this was a bullshit choice. Your beer choices suck. And I will listen to that, man. Like, I will be like, okay, well, hey, maybe I'll... What is your beer choice? If you have a beer choice, and if you don't like my beer choice, and you get on me and you're like, hey, you need to, like, try this beer. But don't come at me and be like, oh, you just got a shitty opinion. Come at me and tell me, hey, why am I wrong? What beer should I try to make things in the way you would like it? Anyways, for the Beerable Dad, I'm gonna... say have a great day and stay beerable.